Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the Transformation Cafe. Such an important night tonight. I think I'm so grateful to have quite a few of our regulars sitting at the table tonight. And first and foremost, well, let's go ahead and get everybody here. So, Mr. James, how are you tonight?
Very nice. Robin, how are yourself?
I am great. And Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Most excellent.
And we have the marvelous Marvin. Marvin, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing really well.
Okay.
Marvelous.
My heart's just going out to just what's happening on the East Coast tonight. And I had spoken to Marvin earlier today and also with James. Just really wanting to come from a place of the power of prayer and the power of intentions and knowing on whatever levels we can, sending our light and love to everyone who's dealing with anything on a level of just some challenges. So Jamie was going to kind of give us an update of what was kind of happening on a bigger level. So Jamie, can we kind of review that a little bit? We were talking about that right before we went live tonight.
Well, I guess on the actual, the storm is talking the storm Sandy on the East Coast, but it's actually kind of a super Frankenstein storm, I'm hearing, and the way that its width and breadth and hugeness is what really astounds a lot of people. It's not a big, intense storm, but it's a huge storm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
They were saying you had to look at it from a larger perspective, like from outer space, and the satellite photo shows that indeed it stretches, past the Maine and past Canada and up and over going east, but it's a huge storm.
Yeah, well, they were saying that it was, 900 miles long?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I mean, that's kind of like when somebody talks about a billion and you try to put that into perspective.
A superstorm, they may even say.
See what that is. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, I have as much information as anybody that's been watching, and it seems like the worst of it is over. But again, having to deal with the aftermath of something on this scale.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, right.
Well, I spent the last, 45 minutes checking it out. And what I really find interesting is so many people are now having to get evacuated for the fact that they were thinking they could kind of sit it out.
Right.
And not taking the advice of people to say, just evacuate and come back later kind of thing and get yourself to higher ground or in a place where you're
When you're talking about a major, I mean, even the whole East Coast is a major thing, you know, not to mention New York, which pretty much was shut down. And that's a pretty big deal. I mean, even if the people, it's a bad enough storm where people are dying, 30 people died or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the destruction, they won't be able to calculate for a while. So it is indeed a major occurrence there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm kind of
there,
over here.
Yeah. James, well, what's your thoughts on it? You did live in New York for how many years did you live there?
Yeah, actually, it's funny because I checked in with friends that I have in New York City, and Chris and Bob are meeting with friends at a Mexican restaurant drinking margaritas just like they do every Tuesday night.
That. All right, that's good.
And my other friend, Jeannie, went out with friends, and they're out drinking scotch somewhere. So apparently, they're raising a glass to the storm being over, and it doesn't seem like anyone's too terribly affected, although, you know, there are power outages and they're having to be a little clever about how to get their cell phones charged up. But other than that, they seem okay. Actually, my friend Chris and Bob had trees go down in their backyard, but no damage. Luckily, the trees missed any structures. And if I know Bob, he'll have a garden planned by February.
There you go. There you go. Well, it sounds like the bars are doing well, but good business. Everybody's going out there to, gosh, after all that, they need a drink. So that's okay. So, Marvin, what are you thinking about all this?
It's really interesting to observe some of the things that have been happening, let's say, in the last 6 months or a year. And especially this, New York has had more than its share of upheavals, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really interesting is we've had several other disasters in other areas, and perception for me is that people are being forced into one way or another beginning to work together again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big, because what's happened is because of the, and I certainly respect him and am a user of the electronic age, but what's happened is people have become so distracted from their human propensities that some of these things happen in order to start pulling people back together on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not endorsing it, and I'm not saying it's a good thing. Because we were watching on CNN a little while ago, and the aftermath that James alluded to, the devastation and the costs, and how many people have lost, and it's not just the material things, but their life work, their whole world has been upended, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
Just the ability after the shock, the initial shock and the devastation, a lot of those people will be able to begin to recreate, and they'll probably create in a much different way, and I would say in a way that they become more and more grateful. This is an awful thing. But for whatever the reason, the New Yorkers seem to be pretty resilient, and they're working together, and I think from all over the world, and especially the United States right now, seeing that kind of devastation in an area that, other than snow, is pretty known for being relatively calm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So
but
this
I have to say, New York has got to be a vortex. There's so much energy in that place.
Right. Well, it is, and what's interesting about it is, it's a very diverse energy, and so a lot of things will happen to be pulling things together. And I think from another perspective, it will be interesting to follow the effect that a lot of these things have had on these people, because the shock, on one hand, you know, you're talking about people out having a drink or whatever, and I think that, you know, part of that's great, but the other part of that is shock.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it is for a lot of the people watching it. And I think that the bigger picture is to make people more aware that, you know, a lot of those material type of things are great and they're fun to have, but what really separates the proverbial people has to do with the value and the ethics and their caring about other people. That's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah. So Marvin is a pastor and also a very gifted intuitive. And Marvin, if you had someone in front of you, I know I'm kind of giving it a generality here, but what would be some just real basic advice for people kind of coming from this new level of having something like this to have to be moving through? What would be some things you'd really want them to consider?
You know, the hard part with that is communication, because with everyone it's different. Their experience is different because it's their mm-hmm. experience. And depending on who it was, what I would really attempt to do is listen and help them grasp another side of the picture without telling them, well, don't feel that and just move on. Because
right.
a lot of times we have to get to what is and say, oh, okay, this sucks. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And then, okay, now, this is what's really happened. What would I like to experience next? And then take the steps to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is something difficult but challenging as finding a temporary shelter or notifying loved ones that at least you're okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
I thought somebody was asking a question. But I think, you know, the most important thing, it has to do with the individual. And if it's, you know, I watched some of the older people being carried out. And I think one thing that was kind of interesting was there were a lot of people that asked them to take the older people out. Now, this is from the hospitals and things. But
mm-hmm.
I think what's interesting with it is people's instinctive regard for other people in this kind of a situation.
Oh, yeah.
And
like you're saying, it's called us for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to look at the blessing. And the blessing may not be any more complicated than or any more than having escaped and you're alive and you feel good. And you're scared shitless, you don't know what you're going to do, and how are you going to start over again? And the list goes on. And I think the most important thing is one step at a time. And I am sure that there are resources that are already have started being set up, but with a lot of the communications issues that are going on there. But I think the most important thing is to take the steps. Take the steps to find out what you need to do if you've got insurance on your phone or on your home. Take the steps to find out what resources can help you. And another thing, a lot of times we have a tendency to not want to bother other people and ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to accept help.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, because what you're doing is opening a door for other people to care too. But the most important thing is to appreciate the blessing, and especially if your family is unharmed. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the blessing is to begin to appreciate. You know, the hardest part with something like that, and I could go through all the processes, but we're dealing with a whole bunch of people that can't even get into their homes, much less, you know, who knows how much of their property and everything was destroyed. And some people, and I know that I would have clients say to me, well, you know, how could God let something like this happen? God didn't do this. This is a combination of a whole bunch of things going on the outer atmosphere, and I'm sure from a physiologic or a scientific physics perspective, it could be explained fairly easily on one hand. The other is very complicated, but the most important thing is to appreciate, even if you are in a shelter tonight, and it's hard. Be grateful that you're in the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful that you're around other people who can understand because they've been through the same thing. And then start to ask yourself questions like, okay, this is where I am. This is what's going on. Oh, my God, what do I do? And the first thing you do is you take a couple of deep breaths. And then you begin a slow process of saying, okay, what steps do I need to take?
Mm-hmm.
And don't let it all pile on you at one time. And that's, you know, because what we have a tendency to do is if you've got five rooms in your house, dealing with one room is one thing, but when you start dealing with every room in the house and the things that were in the room, and then you take it even further into, because this is what we do, this is human nature, we take it into some specific items that may have been broken due to the waters or the winds. But again, the most important thing is to realize that even though those material things have been removed, you're okay, and it's time to take steps for your next role of creation. Because this is a huge opportunity for creation on multiple levels, including but not limited to, perhaps even looking at, now, from what I understand and from what Jamie said, this storm was huge. I don't think they've ever had anything recorded like it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take a look at that perspective, then, you know, part of it is people will be making some safer choices, for example. The most important thing is this happened, but it may never, ever, ever happen again in that particular area. So
mm-hmm.
it's not, the most important thing is to not live in fear and to live in the
trust and faith. I'd like to comment on that really quickly because I was in Seattle in 2007 and homeless at the time, and there was a storm, and underneath Seattle, about 4 feet down, is hardpan, so the trees aren't really anchored very well. And so although it wasn't anything like this kind of a storm, it was a fairly bad storm in terms of damage and knocking out power lines. And there were great swaths of the Seattle area that were out of power for like 4 or 5 days in the wintertime. So again, not as cold as New York, but still cold up in Seattle during that time. And you know, people did turn to one another. They did check in on their neighbors. They did invite people over. They did cook together. And yeah, so I think as Marvin was saying, that it is a wonderful opportunity to get out of your box and to bond with your community. But I don't think it's particularly, you know, a rare occurrence or, you know, something that's, you know, just for the East Coast. I think, you know, if you look at New Orleans, for example, before that. And so I think there's many opportunities. And why don't we, you know, find good reasons to get together instead of waiting for these horrible tragedies to push us out of our shells? You know, we're so self-reliant with all of our gadgets. And there's a lot to be said for being in a small village with not a lot, but your friends and family and community.
Well, and that's just it. Go ahead.
I think that's a good point that you guys are making about just a sense of community. I think we're really coming from a new place now that has a level of, and James and I actually talked about this the other day just privately, about coming from levels of celebrating. I love how Marvin was just saying, you know, let me take a couple deep breaths and, you know, realize where I am. I am alive. And, you know, if we're fortunate to have family with me, my family's, you know, on whatever level is here, and I, you know, what do I have? You know, what is there to be looking at and being able to move forward with? You know, my sense of what I can be grateful for.
Well, and that's it.
Really powerful.
There's a real need, and an indication that people are needing and wanting more and more to get back to some of those senses of community, some of those senses of, you could call it any number of other things, tribe. But the most important thing is that we acknowledge and recognize, you know what, we're all part of a bigger whole. And when we work with kindness and we can even get out of ourselves for a little bit at a time,
mm-hmm.
what happens is that helps get somebody else out. And if we can take the time, for example, to focus on what we need to focus on, and I, for one, have a tendency to get involved in too many things and I get distractions. Well, with a situation this big, there isn't any room for distractions.
We've got about 7 minutes left, and I'd really like to take an opportunity to just talk about the power of prayer. And I'm being reminded of before we, this was what, 2 years ago? I think it was when we first started the show. I know Jamie will remember this, where Hawaii was having the case of a tsunami. Huh?
2 years? Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago.
Can you believe it?
We're still here, sitting here and chomping
like
all kinds of good stuff at the cafe. But it was a tsunami that had a potential of hitting Oahu. And I can remember we were talking about that on the radio one time. And before it hit the island, the majority of the energy dissipated.
Right.
And
that's exactly,
there was a collective, there was a collective that really helped to make that happen, because, I mean, everybody was contacting one another, and there was definitely just this power of you know, may it dissipate, may it do what it needs to do on just a general level, that, you know, these people wouldn't have to be, you know, the brunt of this energy and have it dissipate on a certain level.
Okay, well, energy is an interesting word, and it is a very real physical thing, even though you can't see it. You can often see results of it, and the results of it can be something as simple as using the energy that you possess to move the parts of your body that you can to, for example, take steps to go brush your teeth. That's one form of energy. When you start talking about the power of prayer, most of us and most people don't realize it, but a lot of your thoughts are prayers, even if they're not necessarily good thoughts. If you think some guy's an idiot on the freeway, you're sending energy. And so what we do is when I can almost guarantee you that a lot of people, even if it's only been for a few minutes today, have one way or another commented about God bless the people in New York, or wishing them well, or whatever. And the real interesting thing is that collective energy. I don't know if they've gotten quite far enough to measure yet in physics, but that energy could probably be measured at this with all the advances we have in science.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start looking at your thoughts being energy, what kind of thoughts are you thinking? And what
mm-hmm.
can you change it to? Because we can be going through something really on the outside seeming to be very serious and very disastrous, where there's another side of it, that there's a door opening for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we do with it and how we create it is up to us, because of our thoughts, and it's, this is a real challenge to send energy and good thoughts. And in this case, if personally, I would send money. Because there's a lot of those folks that may not have any kind of coverage, but my first thing would be to send the prayers out, especially for health and for them to have a sense of calm and a sense of being able to move forward and take those steps.
Yeah, especially that. And also, you know, I'd like to add just that their basic needs are met. All basic needs are met, and whatever level of comfort that can be created for each individual, that they be blessed with that.
Now, I think another thing that's really important, too, is for them to remember, you know, and I'm not talking about beating the horse of everything bad that happens, but being able, as things progress, things will progress for them to be grateful for whether it's having a toilet to flush, a sink to wash dishes in, whatever it happens to be, and to be able to be willing to be the gatekeeper, the caretaker of whatever is given to us, because that's all part and parcel of the process. And that's
mm-hmm.
all prayer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anything else that you can think of, James, you'd like to share?
Are you talking to me?
Talking to James. Mr. James.
Oh, okay.
Oh no. I'm sorry.
Anything you'd like to share, James?
Can you hear me?
James, or who are you?
James, Mr. James.
I said,
James.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
hear
you.
Can you hear us?
I can
James,
hear
you.
Hear?
Maybe we're not getting
James
on
too,
there.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Mr. Jamie's here.
Okay, well, that, we're
yeah,
grateful for Mr. Jamie being here. Anything you'd like to add, Jamie?
Here.
That the storm was huge. It was huge. That was my impression of
huge.
Donald Trump. Huge.
Huge.
It blew my hair over. It was huge. Anyway.
It blew my hair over. Well, you know, and I really want to, you know, yes, there has been human loss, but amazed at such that there's been such a low number of people who have passed, given the circumstances and the amount of this giant storm.
It probably could have been worse
if
itself, it was a storm like that, though, you know.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be grateful for that, you know, given everything that's been happening, just the level of safety and whatever people could be provided for, it continues, and I think that's just a wonderful thing. So,
let me just put in that there was an earthquake up here, actually a series of them in the British Columbia area just this last weekend, too.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always like to say that they're, you know, Mother Earth is kind of having some farts.
Right.
Letting things loosen up, so it's all good. Hopefully they're just like little gentle tremors, you know how that goes. A little digestion,
yeah.
A little indigestion from Mother Earth or something.
And it actually rained. And it actually rained here all day. So it is definitely the end of October. And I think there's a Mercury is going into retrograde.
Mercury's going to be going into retrograde.
Right.
Actually, in about
there was
another
a full
week.
Moon last the day before last,
today.
I think, or today.
Yeah. Today is our full moon, yeah. That's
one
of the reasons they were so concerned about the storm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I just want to, you know, lift everyone with just love and gratitude for all our cafe, lady people here. And then just really everyone on the planet, you know, may they get what they need. May they all be in a place of safety and comfort and just having their basic needs, for, you know, so much mess.
I think it's important, too, that we acknowledge and are grateful for ways that we are blessed, too.
Yes, absolutely. You are all blessed to me.
Yeah, and see that, and that also goes out to them as well.
Yes. Amen on that, though. Well, like normal, 30 minutes goes incredibly fast. And I, again, so grateful for all of you and just want to send out blessings of wellness to everyone. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com. and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.